Hello, Nose Nation. I'm about to show you an extremely shocking video, several videos actually, of what is happening at our universities. You have an assistant professor who is being denied access on the university grounds that he works at based on the fact that these universities have been taken over by pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, a known terrorist group. Protesters have encamped all over. I want to just give you a little bit of context. And I also just want to say this right off the bat. Obviously, this hits home with me as somebody who I don't just call myself professor. I'm an actual professor. Now, I don't teach as much as I used to. I'm full time in my media pursuits, especially this channel. But, education has always been near and dear to my heart. And I try to imbue those same methodologies in this channel of studying the principles of rhetoric that go back to Aristotle 2000 years ago. I've been saying for a very, very long time, the degradation of our university system under this current administration and beyond, that they are not learning institutions anymore. They are literally propagandist machines. And so this really, really hits home with me. But this is not about being pro-Israel, anti-Israel. This is not about supporting, Netanyahu or whatever's everything that's happening over there in the Middle East. This is about America. This is about a known terrorist group, Hamas, who is supported by entities like the Ayatollah regime in Iran, who chant death to America. And the fact that they are being literally given complete access to take over these institutions, and now they're denying, not only are they denying students safety, protection, they're denying professors action. So just a little bit of context before I show the video. Israeli-born Shai Davidai, an assistant professor at Columbia Business School, said that when he swiped his key card at the school's Morningside Heights campus, it read deactivated. Hundreds of anti-Israel protesters, all of whom had to swipe their Columbia ID cards to get in, are camped out on the campus and have been filmed making actively pro-Hamas and anti-Semitic statements, including one who held a sign suggesting pro-Israel demonstrators should be the next target of Hamas terrorists. Check out this footage.
Keeping the media out. This is the COO of the university. Are we not letting the media in?
My card has been deactivated? Yeah. Why?
Can you back up, please? Uh-huh.
Wait. Whoa. Everybody, my card has been deactivated. This is Cass Holloway, the COO. This is Gerald Lewis. They were in the meeting where I asked them if Hamas is a terror organization, and they couldn't say that it is a terrorist organization. Why? I'm a professor. Why can't I?
Shai,
we are willing to take you to the math lawn.
I am a professor here.
We are alumnus. We have a
Everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No. Are you not letting a professor go on?
Let him in.
And you know you're gonna let me in any public space on campus, and you know this. If you are not allowed there, then you say that you're not allowed there. I am allowed there. Listen to me now. You will listen to me. You know what? I wish you'd let me into my job. Everybody, please. Can I stand here so people will see me? Is that okay, or you're not letting me do it?
This is a disgrace to the institution and the alumnus.
Everybody, silence! Everybody, over here we got the COO of Columbia University, Mr. Cass Holloway. They have deactivated my card. They are not letting me on campus because.
Shame on you!
I have not just a civil right, a civil right as a Jewish person to be on campus. I have a right as a professor employed by the university to be on campus. They deactivated my card. These are 5 lawsuits in happening, but we don't want to sue. We just want to be Jewish in public.
Let us sue. How can you do that? How can you do this?
I am a professor at the university.
No, you cannot.
All right, they're denying you entry. That's not us.
Are you denying me entry? You.
What an interesting comment when he said, I mean, first of all, what do you guys think of that as a nation? What do you think of, I'm going to show you some a video right here of the protesters and the encampments. But what do you think of, you know, him pleading, this assistant professor, him pleading with the COO and head of security, it seemed like, as well as the crowd in the media, you know, that we just want to be Jewish in public. I mean, this is 2024. Am I incorrect? This is 2024. We just want to be Jewish in public. Again, this is not pro-Israel, anti-Israel, pro, you know, Palestinian, anti-Palestinian. This is America. This is the United States of America, where you have the freedom to believe whatever you want to believe, as long as you don't obstruct and harm and impede others. One of our beautiful freedoms that I absolutely love in our country. But this is not freedom, is it? Denying people access? I mean, these are not even like, not only is this a university that you're allowed to go on public grounds, but, you know, what I don't understand is this individual works there. This guy is a professor there. And he has his card. As a former professor, you know, your ID card is literally like everything. It's like your fob. It gets you into your classroom. It gets you access to different utilities and different cafeterias, the teacher's faculty lounge, etc. I mean, all sorts of the copying machine, which is essential as a professor, at least it used to be in my day. Without that, you really don't even exist on campus. And they deactivate it for what? And there's no credible reason for what? Because these pro-terrorist protesters have taken over the university? Look at this. If you didn't hear what that individual was saying in the previous video, they were saying Allahu Akbar, which basically means it's like the, you know, Islamic refrain of God is great, and something that has been said many, many times before some of these terrorist organizations have committed their atrocities. This is a video of students who are protesting. Pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian protesters who are basically saying we are winning because they've denied access to students, they've denied access to professors, and they forced the university to essentially go into virtual mode, aka a la 2020 COVID mode, denying students who actually have paid tuition. These are the people, by the way, that they want us to forgive their debt, right? They chant death to America, they chant death to Israel, they chant, you know, all these things about... our demands need to be met. But also, by the way, forgive our debt. Listen to this. This is insanity.
Well, you got another win to announce. For folks who weren't here earlier this afternoon, we shared that the university has now lost this lawn, which is a critical part of their graduation commencement setup, which is costing them thousands of dollars. And we will not move. Our graduating students in this encampment will not move until our demands are met. We also just found out, as of tomorrow, all classes will have an online option. Because we will not fucking leave until we get divestment.
There's also many more videos of other protest encampments preventing students. There was an atrocious video where a Jewish man was just trying to go to class and they literally physically blocked him. I can't show that video, otherwise this video will probably be taken down because it's kind of, it's just egregious and graphic, and I think you can search it for yourself, find it on X, Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, but they're proud that they've shut down the campus. They want their demands to be met. They actually think that by doing this, by causing this kind of damage, not only to universities, not only to the whole educational, higher educational system and process, which I have a lot of things to say about. I'm not a fan of higher education. I think higher education has essentially, what we're seeing here, these are the outcomes of the woke ideologies that have been purported by these institutions for decades. This is not recent, by the way. I've been a professor for over 20 years. They've been talking about diversity. They've been talking about DEI. They've been talking about anti-American sentiment on university campus. And I've worked at a lot of university campuses for decades. This is decades, decades, decades long. These pro-Marxist, pro-socialist, pro-communistic propagandist machines, these are the outcomes. They're destroying higher ed. They're destroying learning institutions, preventing actual students who work hard and pay their tuition, don't ask for debt relief, and they prevent them from going on the campus that they paid for. They prevent them from going to classes that they paid for. You're going to force my kid? I mean, if I'm a parent of one of these, you're going to force my kid to learn on Zoom at home alone because you guys, known supporters of Hamas, a terrorist organization that has chanted death to America, taking over the campus with these tent encampments? That's a win for you? This is an abomination. And I never thought in a million years that you would see this in 2024. To me, this looks a lot like 1938, 1939. But I'd love to hear from you guys. Let me know what you think in the comments. Please share. And don't share any links or anything like that because those comments get automatically blocked. But share your thoughts. Share your opinions. I want to hear from you. It's very hard for me to respond to all of them. It's almost physically impossible for me to do that. So consider becoming a member. Members get top priority as well as a bunch of other perks. Our members only Discord. Super chats and super things get top priority. It only costs you a cup of coffee to support the channel and become a member. You know, you spend more than that at Starbucks every morning, 30 seconds, and you can support this channel for a month by becoming a member and getting all sorts of exclusive access. I'd love to hear from you. I really, really genuinely want to think, what do you think of what happened to that professor? What do you think what's happening with these protests? Are they valid, invalid? Should they be stopped? Should they be perpetuated? Should they be promoted? Should they be allowed to prevent essentially the campus from going on? Do they need just a good old-fashioned trip to the woodshed? I don't know. I've got a lot of mixed feelings, although I definitely feel if I was working there and if I had a student, one of my kids was going to school there, I would be enraged at how the university is allowing this to happen. You're allowing pro-Hamas terrorists to do their thing, and you're denying professors access to the grounds. It's very backwards to me. But again, I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you made it this far, don't forget, become a Nez Nation Insider. It's our free newsletter, our Nez Nation Insider newsletter. It's in the pinned comment, show notes, and the description. It's free. It's absolutely free. It's our free newsletter where you'll never miss out on top news, current events, breaking news, live streams, videos, all the new stuff directly to your inbox. Absolutely free. Check that out in the pinned comment and the show notes and the description of this show. As always, Nez Nation, I love you guys so, so much. Check out these videos right here coming up on the screen. God bless you, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.